Thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
And braces. Pimples and braces. Tacos and t-shirts. Bongos and burgers. Rocket and rumbles, baby. Bushwax and bandstands. Sideburns and switchblades. Milkshakes and muggins. Pimples and braces. Braces and pimples. Pimples and braces. It's a blast.
Far out.
Do the fly.
Do the fly, man. Do the fly.
Maxwell. wild back in the jungle.
This is The Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. Hello, Bruce.
Howdy, Hound.
How are you?
Well, I'm okay. And
like
yourself?
I'm pretty good. That was the Hully Gully Boys with Yaba. Put me in a much better mood. Counting backwards, we were at Art Roberts' Give Her the Axe, Max. The Fabulous Continentals did Breaking Up. The Roving Gamblers do The Fly. We opened up with Rick Gary, Pimples and Braces.
That's we did.
And we don't have to ask for money today. We don't have to do any of that junk.
Folks, no. We're here to tell you the 1993 fundraising marathon is over.
Thank you for all of you who pledged.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Those of you who didn't, I hope your dog dies.
Mm-hmm.
And
I hope he throws up first.
We have a lot of music today to get to. We've built up a backlog of request items.
By playing nothing but Billy Joel for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, we have our patented hillbilly guaranteed to give you a hangover. We have a blues hangover. Made up strictly of scratchy 45s. We have a musical tribute to Jack Webb, who would have been 73 yesterday.
Had he lived.
And,
boy, he'd look so weird now had he lived.
Yeah.
Because he was looking pretty crummy then.
We also have some Vomology, if you guys want it. I don't know, that was a very unpopular thing in the Pledge department last week, the Vom.
Well,
maybe we'll cancel it for a while.
I'm not sure that that's an accurate way to measure popularity, but your point's well taken.
We also have world debuts of we played it last week, but the new Hazel Atkins single, Boo Boo the Cat.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new Big Itch album. Yes, they've gotten to what, volume 4?
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
And
Jack Webb could have lived to see it.
There's a new Real Kids 45. We have a test pressing. It's called Test Pressing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a test pressing of that we can play. And I think we have a vibe report, and we have knuckleheads on the news, and by golly, isn't that all you can stand?
If you want more, you're asking for too much.
Right. Well, let's kick it off. We got one queued up here by the Medallions, by request, by Pretty Baby.
Hey, baby.
My pretty baby.
Hey, baby.
My pretty baby.
This is a hit!
You can run like a rabbit, fly like a bee. No matter what you do, you'll never get away from me.
Now you'll have, no matter what you do, turn around and I'll be there to go. Right behind you, baby. Well, right behind you, baby. Well, right behind you, baby, and you'll never know you. Well, you can go through the east, go to the west, the north. What you do, you'll never get away from me. Because I'm right behind you, baby. I'm right behind you. I'm right behind you, baby. And you're never gonna get away. No matter what you do, you'll never get away from me. Because I'm right behind you, baby. I'm right behind you, baby. Yeah, I'm right behind you, baby. And you never gonna get away. Well, I'm right behind you, baby. And you never gonna get away. Let's go now. Well, I'm right behind you, baby. And you never gonna get away.
When you live like an animal, anything goes.
Desire erupting into volcanic passion.
You make me nervous when you walk. You make me nervous when you talk. You make me nervous, can't you see? Baby, what you doing to me? You make me nervous with your smile. You make me nervous with your style. You make me nervous, what can I do? Honey, I want some love from you. Well, my heart starts to pound, and when I see you go by, I get down inside and I just wanna cry. I'm all fed up with your way of life. Listen to me, baby, 'cause you're driving me wild. You make me nervous when you walk. You make me nervous when you talk. You make me nervous, can't you see? Baby, what you doing to me? You make me nervous with your smile. You make me nervous with your style. You make me nervous, what can I do? Honey, I want some love from you. Well, my heart starts to pound, and when I see you go by, I get down inside and I just wanna cry. I'm all fed up with your way of life. Oh, baby, you're nearly driving me wild. Ooh, nervous.
This is a hit.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
Ain't
7 o'clock and it all is a job, and the job is to rock. Ripper, rapper, ripper, rapper, ripping up the keys, pounding 10 long fingers on a 88. Just like Johnny B. Good, his name is up in the lights, pounding at the dance on a Saturday night. You don't need so much of music, just a bass and guitar, but people's coming from near and far. When he plays, make me weak and the knees, pounding 10 long fingers on a 88. Mr. Cherry Lee ain't got a thing on his boy, cause when he plays, he really spits joy. He don't dig the music like he play in a choir. He gets his kicker singing great balls of fire. He kicks the stool back and he gets up on his feet, playing rock and roll music with that crazy beat. No long blonde girls, he got a long looking nose. The gals don't care, they dig the way he shows. Ripper, rapper, ripper, rapper, ripping up the keys, a pounding 10 long fingers on the 88 key. Cause when he plays, he really spits joy. He don't dig the music like they play in a choir. He gets his kicker singing great balls of fire. Kicks the stool back and he gets up on his feet, playing rock and roll music with that crazy beat. No long blonde girl, they got a long nose. The gals don't care, they dig the way that he shows. Ripper, rapper, ripper, rapper, ripping up the keys, a pounding 10 long fingers on the 88.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. That was Groovy Joe Poovy. 10 long fingers. They don't name them like that anymore. I don't know why. Willie Mitchell, the guy who produced all the Al Green records in the 70s there with the Four Kings. Tell It to Me, Baby. Gene Summers did Nervous. Richard Berry and the Pharaohs, Have Love Will Travel.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Smith did Right Behind You, Baby. And the Medallions opened it up, My Pretty Baby. Kind of like the... The Shemp meditation tape that Dave the Spaz was giving away.
Uh-huh.
Did you win yourself one of those, Bruce?
No. No, I had a lot of trouble getting through on the phone during Dave's.
Yeah, well, we all did. It was mm-hmm. It was a conspiracy.
Well, it's definitely a conspiracy of bartenders on my end.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, should we don't, I don't even know of anything to announce this week. I haven't
Not
really been
thing.
Paying much of attention. No, I don't know. I don't have anything.
But they're showing the feel-good movie of 1967 on Channel 13 on Tuesday night.
The Titicut Follies, you say?
Yeah.
Well, that's
you know
what
it.
I'm seeing. That's 10 o'clock on Tuesday.
Don't eat VCR. First.
Well, let's get right to the news. Mm-hmm. I guess the most important Lido story is Joe Franklin is packing it in.
Hard to believe.
Well,
how much different can retirement be?
Could there be TV without Joe Franklin after 43 years? Has there ever been TV without Joe Franklin?
Has there been becoming...
Well, I would have definitely set myself on fire in protest, but now I've got these, a renewed lease on life with these 6 volumes of Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell CDs I have to work my way through.
It's so how you can just sort of turn a page on something like that.
If anybody out there would like to die for art, it will only hurt for about, how long does it take to die if we douse somebody in gasoline and set them on fire? Half an hour?
I don't know.
It's for Joe. It's for Joe Franklin. 300,000 interviews he's done.
And he asked the same 4 questions in each one of them.
155 appearances by Otto Preminger. 125 by Rudy Valli. This is incredible. Eddie Cantor was on 5 times.
Uh-huh.
Go figure.
Go forth and figure.
Yeah.
Joe, we hardly knew you, or something.
Is there anything else in the news?
He'd go from like one guest to the other, and he'd try and get like the guests to talk to each other, and they'd always be completely mortified, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What do you, the guy that trains animals for Broadway plays, have to say to this man here who's written the book about Barbara Streisand?
I don't know.
Somebody's got to co-opt that video thing he was doing towards the end, too, where he just play somebody's record and the camera would just be really close on them and they'd look kind of uncomfortable and maybe they try to lip-sync for a while or they just sort of beam, you know?
Yeah, you're just giving out good ideas to bad indie rock groups, I think.
It's my stock and trade, folks.
Yeah, there was one good thing. There was one interesting article in the Post there. Do I have it or do you have it?
I think it's in your portion.
Okay. Human hockey puck sidelined for alleged offensive touching.
I think he lost it when he heard about Joe Franklin.
A 23-year-old man who wears a hockey puck costume as the New Jersey Devils mascot has been accused of molesting three female vendors during games. You'd think that the hockey puck outfit would preclude such behavior.
Yeah, but think about it. I mean, how can you not feel totally hot when you're dressed like a hockey puck, you know? You look like a big ring ding.
Brad Eben of Mendenham, New Jersey, was released on his own reconnaissance after appearing last month in a municipal court in East Rutherford with the Devils play. The incidents occurred during New Jersey home games on February 28th, March 5th, March 7th. The women sell food and beverages in the aisles during the game.
Even which makes them hard to resist.
Allegedly grabbed one vendor's breast with the glove he wears as part of his slap shot costume.
Maybe he'll defend himself by saying he was aiming for the pretzel.
He also allegedly grabbed the buttocks of another vendor and allegedly touched a third vendor's hair, back, and face in an offensive manner.
With what?
Two complaints of criminal sexual conduct and one of harassment were filed, and if convicted on all three charges, he could face 3.5 years in prison.
Yeah, but it doesn't say that all three of the vendors were dressed like goal nets, so
yeah,
it's just sort of nature.
They should take him to prison with his hockey puck on.
Oh, anyway. How can you just not feel like the juices of life flowing through you when you're dressed in like a sponge rubber hockey puck costume?
Well, that's why I always wear my hockey puck costume.
It's like Canadian S&M.
Okay, let's proceed on to Hillbilly Hangover. This is kind of a theme Hillbilly Hangover, and it's hillbillies doing songs that you would normally associate with rock and roll, guys or girls. Or,
oh.
So it's kind of and we're going to kick it off with Webb Pierce and the only version of Raunchy I've ever liked. He was so cool, he wrote words to it.
How about it?
Take it away, Webb.
To the raunchy stone. Come on with the bitch and do the raunchy stone. We're raunchy and we'll stomp our baby all night long. My baby, don't you know it's my favorite song? Yeah, all night long. Baby, all night long. Making love to you. My baby, tonight I'm gonna draw my feet. We hit a juke joint and toss it all away. I'm all dressed up with the blue jeans on. And we're gonna do the back raunchy stomp. Come on over with the beat and do the raunchy stomp. We'll raunchy and we'll stomp a baby all night long. A baby, don't you know it's my favorite song? Yeah, all night long. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Baby, all night long. Make love to you.
Just don't understand us teenagers.
Roll, roll, roll.
My gal went away and left me with the dog gone blue.
good thing I don't need an ear for music. I'm in ladies' underwear.
Well, a red-headed woman is the meanest thing I know.
Give us a great big smile, will you? To me. And folks, let's all smile with the Maddox Brothers Knowles for the next 15 minutes. You're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as you all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
Will
I'll get it in a minute. Just give us a breath up there.
Will
I got a woman way up down. She's good to me.
Amphetamine sulfate looks like commercial grade.
I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get the money to buy you things, and it's worth it to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So I love to come home, 'cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do feel all right. When I'm home, everything seems to be right.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Who needs the Eagles and Mike Nesmith? That's the real country rock, folks.
There it is, folks.
Johnny Kitterell there, Hard Day's Night, Big Itch, classic there. Counting backwards, we heard the Maddox Brothers with The Death of Rock and Roll, which they recorded in 1956, about the time it...
Very, very prescient of them.
Yeah. Lynn Pratt did Redheaded Woman. Cliff Davis, Rocky Road Blues, which is actually an old bluegrass song, but I just think of it as a Ronnie Self and Gene Vincent tune.
Mm-hmm.
And Webb Pierce with the new Raunchy.
Raunchy with Words.
Mm-hmm.
A poem.
And, let's see. Like I said, I got little to announce. If you want to, you want us to plug something, you can call here.
Here's your chance. None of our friends are playing anywhere, so...
201-678-7743. That this offer's only good to those of you who have pledged. Johannesburg, South Africa. A man who was declared dead after a traffic accident spent 2 days in a metal box in a mortuary before his cries alerted workers. A newspaper reported this week.
But he's got to have his nails done.
The good news for Sifo William Medatilishi is that he's alive. The bad news is, he told the Sunday Times, is that his fiance rejected him, believing he was a zombie.
I've gotten that complaint myself.
Medatilishi was declared dead on March 13th and remained in his coffin for 48 hours, drifting in and out of consciousness.
Oh, boy.
He told the newspaper he slowly became alert enough to realize he was trapped in a box and began screaming for help. Mortuary workers heard the commotion and freed him.
They didn't just try and hustle him into the crematorium as quickly as possible.
I don't know.
You know how those day job things get.
Yes.
That was what, I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, since we're speaking of Africa and the African news front, when Gerber first started...
Gerber, I think, is the way it's pronounced in this country.
Oh, sorry. Gerber first... what do I know about baby food? First started selling baby food in Africa.
Yeah.
They used the same packaging as they did in the U.S., which with a cute little baby on the label. Later, they found out that in Africa, companies routinely put pictures on the label of what's inside of the jar, since most people in Africa cannot read. So, of course, people translated it
as... Must have had some really disappointed customers, huh?
Baby flesh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially those zombies in their ceremonies. Joe Franklin's gone.
I can't believe it. Speaking of the ceremony of zombies.
Can I have your show, Joe? Anyway, it's blues hangover time, and tomorrow would have been Muddy Waters' birthday.
How old would he have been?
78. Had he lived. And I'm not going to play five in a row, because five Muddy Waters songs in a row generally,
they do tend to kind of dovetail, don't they?
Yeah. No, I could actually listen to it all day long, but I guess I'm going to play a bunch of 45s. I got a bunch of 45s here. But this is one of my favorites, and I get a lot of requests for it. It's called Rub My Root.
My piston ain't snapped. My mojo is frail. Hey, but I rub my root. My luck will never fail. When I rub my root, my Johnny Kangaroo. Well, you know there ain't nothing she can do. Now when I rub my Johnny Kangaroo, I was accused of murder in the first degree. The judge white cried, let the man go free. I was rubbing my root, my Johnny Kangaroo. Yeah, you know there ain't nothing she can do. Well, long as I rub my Johnny Kangaroo. Johnny Kangaroo. Well, you know there ain't nothing you can do. Long as I rub my Johnny Kangaroo.
I told you relax here, didn't I? Who'd you expect to find here tonight? Father Divine, Daddy Grace, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, one of those big-time pimps. They ain't working nowhere, are they? Taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book, that's pimping.
Well, you get up in the morning, babe. Turn on the TV set. Thought you're ready, old woman, and you ain't played it yet, 'cause you're gone crazy over TV, babe. Get it out of your mind, if you don't, it's gonna run you blind. Now when I come home that night, babe, watching your favorite show, I asked you about a fixing my supper. You ain't never been to the store, because you're gone crazy over TV, babe. Get it out of your mind, if you don't, it's gonna run you blind. Check Mr. Popeye. That night you wanna watch Gunsmoke. But if you don't want to treat me right, woman, you won't watch TV no more, because you're gone crazy over TV, babe. Get it out of your mind, if you don't, it's gonna run you blind. Thank you.
in New York. And some ugly ones. I'm not going to point you out. You know who you are. I'm sitting up there trying to look better now. There's some ugly kids here in New York. Why? Because there are ugly parents here in New York. The ugly kids come from ugly parents. If you think I'm lying, follow an ugly kid home and see don't somebody ugly open the door for him. People here tonight, they don't eat butter, no salt, no sugar, no lard, no biscuits, no gravy with onions in it. Because they want to live. They give up that good stuff. Neck bones, pigtail. You're going to feel like a damn fool laying out the hospital dying from nothing.
Well, if you ride with me, baby, you want to ride some more. Everybody be watching when I
and there was some chickens up on the counter, and she picked up one of them chickens and smelled his neck and smelled around. And just, she called the butcher and said, come here, man. These chickens stink. But just looked at his hell. I doubt if you could pass a test like that. She said, well, just give me a Long Island duck. So the butcher gave her a duck, and she sniffed the duck. She said, man, this is a Michigan duck. He gave her another duck, she sniffed up. She said, man, this is a Wisconsin duck. He gave another duck. She said, now, this is a Long Island duck butcher. She said, you must be new here, aren't you? He put on his pants and said, you tell me.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
WFMU, East Orange. I'm the Hound, and I'm driving for the next 1 hour and 55 minutes. You know, Bruce is riding shotgun. That was today's blues hangover. J.B. Hutto there, he of the fez-wearing Huttos. Combo Nation Boogie. Jerry Choo Choo McCain did Courtin' in a Cadillac on the Accello label. Eddie Hope and the Manish Boys did A Fool No More.
Jerry McCain of the cowboy hat-wearing McCains.
Yes. Jimmy Anderson going crazy over TV. And we opened up with Muddy Waters talking about Rub My Root one time.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of call-ins for things to do this weekend. Our old pal Lonesome Bob tonight over at the Rodeo Bar, 27th Street and 3rd Avenue. And tomorrow afternoon at the Cedar Tavern, Eric Dockery will read his poetry. I think three, four, something like that. I don't know.
So you can stay out late with Bob and wake up late tomorrow and
yep.
Get right with the poet.
We had this one peculiar story. It doesn't have a lot of information. I assume it was taken from some kind of medical journal, bounced around on a bunch of computers, and ended up in my hands. It's about a man who was killed by his own gas. Terrible diet and no room ventilation are being blamed on the death of a man who was, they don't have his name here, who was killed by his own gas. There was no mark on his body, but autopsy reports show large amounts of methane gas in his system. His diet consisted mostly of beans, cabbage, and a few other things in just the right combination. It appears that the man died in his sleep from breathing the poisonous cloud that was hanging over his head.
What do you think, beer?
Yeah, it could be. The medical actually, it could be Orangina.
Mm-hmm.
The medical examiner said he had been outside. Had he been outside or had his windows been open, it would have not been fatal, but the man
he would have died of exposure.
Was shut up in his in this near airtight room. He was, quote unquote, a big man with a huge capacity for creating this deadly gas. Three of the
and a heart full of love, and that's the shame of it.
Three of the rescue workers got sick, and one had to be hospitalized.
Hazardous duty pay. I hope none of them were smokers.
Oh yeah, really? So. So
you are what you eat, folks.
I guess we can do some rock news. Bill Wyman is in the news again. Oh, what a funny little fella. Former Rolling Stones bassist Bill Wyman's son has married his father's ex-mother-in-law. Wyman's 30-year-old son from a previous marriage, Stephen, announced his engagement last Tuesday to Patsy Smith, age 46, who is the mother of Wyman's former wife, Mandy. Who's now 22, actually.
She was, over the hill.
She was 13 when they met. The marriage would make the rock star his ex-wife's step-granddaughter. It would also make him his son's stepson. It would also... Think of the possibilities of this, Bruce.
I'm my own grandpa.
The newspaper also said the nuptials would cause a rift between the father and son. Bill has never approved of the relationship, and he hasn't been told of their wedding plans.
It's not healthy like marrying a 13-year-old.
You know how much Mandy only got $865,000 in her divorce settlement after their 18-month marriage.
But she got all of his wigs.
I should hope so.
Well, lives of the great. Let's endeavor to keep in mind that Bill Wyman is older than Hazel Atkins.
Bill Wyman is older than George Bush. It's weird having presidents younger than the Rolling Stones. Well, the only cool thing they can do to replace Bill Wyman was to get Dick Taylor back in the band.
He's older than Bill Clinton.
Mick Jagger is older than Bill Clinton. Hell, half of the FMU staff is older than Bill Clinton.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, by the way, I don't know if I said this already, but thanks to all of you who pledged your hard-earned money. And those prizes will be winging your way soon. In fact, I think
you're going to love them.
I think, yeah, except for the one who got the Chuck Berry video.
Yeah.
That, you'll probably love that. In fact, the top three bidders are all going to get copies of that Chuck Berry video. The three
that's
who
big
bid,
of you.
Yeah, I mean, people spend a lot of money.
Generous Santa Hound,
cool.
Wow.
Yeah. So that stuff
See, there you go, folks. It'll go an extra mile for you there.
That'll be winging your way sometime soon.
An extra length of intestine.
Yeah, well, let's get back into it. We got this one by a guy whose name I can never pronounce. Ray Wisnant. W-H-I-S-N-A-N-T.
What'd you pronounce
it? Wishnant?
Yeah.
It's called Rock That Rhythm. I can pronounce that.
listen to the sounds of hell.
Sort of a stork-looking bat with sharp teeth that cruised around looking for... Say, we haven't changed a bit, have we, cats? A pterodactyl was a flying fool, just a breeze-flapping daddy of the old school, but a mama dactyl could sure make him drool. Ape call, doodly-abba, ape call, doodly-abba, ape call, doodly-abba. Don't be a square, Joe, go ape. Now, old Papa Tiger was the boss of the Nile, just a sport model cat with a solid style. He was old King Cool till the girl tiger smiled. Ape call, doodly-abba, ape call, doodly-abba, ape call, doodly-abba. Bezorch daddy-o, go ape. Adam was the first boy in the land, a big Mellaroony daddy with an iron hand. But when little Eva said,
hi, man.
Ape call, doodly-abba, ape call, doodly-abba, ape call, doodly-abba. Don't be a cube rube, go ape. So remember to ape call today.
Girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm. Baby, can't you hear me? Your daddy's gonna leave. Come back. Moses, come back.
to you. Well, I cried the whole night through because I kept thinking of you. And then I washed all thoughts away. But I can still hear someone say, you did her wrong, you made her cry. And that's why she said goodbye. You did her wrong, wrong, you made her cry. And that's why she said goodbye. Say, you did her wrong, you made her cry, and that's why she said goodbye. You did her wrong, wrong, you made her cry, cry, and that's why she said goodbye. You did her wrong, made her cry, and that's why she said goodbye.
Here's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
It's the bubblegum pop, the bubblegum pop. Chew it up, chop, chop, blow it up, make it pop. Chill it, can't swim from. Keep the feel the bubblegum. It's the bubblegum pop. Pop with your bubblegum. Pop, pop it like a gum. Pop, buddy, poppy gum. First you pucker up, then you sort of pop. Blow a great big bubble, then you pop, pop, pop. Chew it while you roll, blow and never stop. You really be swinging when those big bubbles pop. It's the bubblegum pop, the bubblegum pop. Chew it up, chop, chop, blow it up, make it pop. Till the cat's way to run. It's a big bubblegum, it's the bubblegum pop. The bubblegum pop, chew it up, chop, chop, blow it up, make it pop. You're the cat's way to pop. It's a BB bubblegum, it's a bubblegum pop. Pop with your bubblegum, pop, pop it like a drum. Pop for your poppy gum. They can rock a storm up when they pop their bubblegum. It's the bubblegum pop, the bubblegum pop. Chew it up, chop, chop, blow it up, make it pop. Till the cat's way up front. Keep the beat with bubblegum. It's the bubblegum pop. Bubblegum pop. Bubblegum pop.
Now let's take these brown Hispanic.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Let's try this one.
And right now, incidentally, our sponsors are Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
That music, baby, dig that beat. Like a glass of wine, it's so cool and sweet. Gets my pulse a pulsing and then my feet always start to do the mumbo shabbits. Man, oh man, that rhythm, listen to that drive. Like a swarm of bees, baby, it's alive. When the joint don't move, you gotta hop and hop. When you start to do the mumbo shabbits, just flip your cycle, illy hat, and fire, you will call. Flame that thing like a maniac. Baby, let's have us a ball. Man, oh man, that mumbo, baby, is the most. It's the reason Rumba's giving up the ghost. So break out the wine and let's drink a toast to the best there, baby, Mumbo Shabbats. Your side grow illy act and fire, you will call. Blame that thing like a maniac.
Baby, let's have us a ball.
Man, oh man, that mumbo, baby, is the most. It's the reason Rumba's giving up the ghost. So break out the wine and let's drink a toast to the best. There be the dance for you and me. It's the Mumbo Shabbats, man, oh man. Mumbo Shabbats. Oh, man.
Oh, we have a point.
Oh, I keep screwing up. This cart machine just doesn't, I don't know. The cart system is not doing me well these days.
Hey, you know, it's just got outdated analog technology.
I know, I've got too many sound bites and not enough.
You need little DAT loops.
Not enough engineers.
Uh-huh. Not enough hands.
Let me try it this way.
Okay.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Much better, much better. That was the Crows, Mumbo Shabbats, and it's Passover this Monday, so that goes out to all our Jewish soul brothers and sisters.
There it is.
The Dual Tones did Bubblegum Bop by request, and Andre Williams did Moselle. Nervous Norvis, Ape Call, also by request. Billy Stewart with Bo Diddley there, Billy's Heartache. And Ray Wishnant did Rock That Rhythm. Kind of a little truck driver beat there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have almost nothing to say. Let's, let's spin another record.
I don't really have anything to say in response to that either.
Well,
which record would you care to spin there, Mr. The Hound?
The closest one to my hand. Let's play,
Try putting one of those carts on the turntable.
Yeah. Homer Henderson doing, Hawaiian and Gala.
I can get behind that. So, this is one of the big giveaways, wasn't it?
So to speak. I think Bob Ross won this one.
He deserves it.
tastes good.
This is my happening, and it freaks me out.
Oh, it's... What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm not talking about it.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
The Dinks there with Nina Kakanina. Always a good way to fill up 2 minutes. Homer Henderson before that did Hawaiian Ungawa. The flip side of Lee Harvey was a friend of mine. Something caught in my throat.
Pieces of Lee Harvey.
Oh, well, now what?
I don't know.
We await the vibe.
The vibe vigil?
The vibe timer? They say rock and roll is not selling these days, but I don't understand what they call rock and roll these days either.
You mean Alice in Chains?
Rock and roll may not be dead, but consumer survey released yesterday shows it's wheezing compared to upstart competitors. Huh? Country music accounted for 17% of all music sales last year.
Imagine what they're calling country music, though. You know?
Country music is an upstart. Yikes. Rap and soul music scores wasn't quite so meteoric, but the genre also accounted for 17% of all sales. So what does rock sell? Something like, it's down 50% from 4 years ago. Yeah, but they call it all this crap. If they had good rock and roll, people would buy it.
Yeah, but they didn't have good rock and roll 4 years ago. Yeah.
No, they didn't. They haven't had it in quite a while, Bruce. Quite a while.
Yes, sir.
Who's the last good rock and roll record?
Kids today. The music they listen to is noise.
Rolling Stones Now.
Really?
Now, what was the last record?
Raw Power.
That 45 of Don't Slander Me Back with Starry Eyes.
That was a good one.
Rocky Erickson.
I like the Hazel Atkins records, but I don't think they count these in the...
Somehow they don't make the survey.
Because you know why? Because they don't have that little sound scan thing on them.
Yeah. No UPC. What's the matter with the kids at Norton? They can't draw lines that straight.
I got some Norton records here. They don't have that little computer thing on them. So
the little chip that tells how fast you're
going. I got the new Hazel 45 here. It also does not have one of those little codes on it. Oh, I think our vibe moosters here.
Perhaps you'll have an opinion on this subject.
No doubt, but let's see. Yeah, Roscoe.
Yo, the hound.
How are you?
Pretty good. Is my watch late?
Not really.
No,
it's actually right on the pipe.
There's a lot of variation in the clocks here at the household.
Well,
we're headed for the variation in clock time of year, you know?
Right.
The thing where you're either an hour early or an hour late, depending on whether you believe the TA or not.
Well, yeah, it's a real classical, it's a classic trouble night for me.
Tomorrow begins daylight savings time.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
2 o'clock this morning.
I'm so glad I called.
So you set your clock back an hour. It's bringing forward.
And Monday is opening day. I guess Monday and Tuesday are
Spring forward, fall back. Is that it?
Spring forward, fall back.
Okay, go put your clocks an hour forward tonight, folks. But don't ask me. Get an expert opinion.
There's a real, service tip. The hound. straightening people out.
Yeah, I'll straighten them all out someday. Someday a real straightener out or it will come. Anyway, what's today's vibe?
I don't know. It's kind of an indoor vibe. I went out and ran around. They're filming some movie out in front of the guitar store.
Chris, no, it's a rock video with that monkey from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Who?
That horrible singer guy.
What's he doing?
I don't know. He's wearing his socks.
Horribly.
Finding new places to wear his socks.
Is
the
it guy them?
With his socks on his elbows.
Well, he should hold out for more dough because he's only getting like $125 an hour for the trouble.
Well, it's his own fault because they told him they're going to pay him $400 for an hour, and then of course it's going to be like 5 hours, and he should just throw him out after an hour or demand more money.
Yeah, well, maybe he'll go over there. They were still, you know, the guy, the film tech guy, wanted to come inside because it was cold. He was going to talk on the walkie-talkie. As soon as he did that, then Chris plugged in this Les Paul Jr. into the Marshall and proceeded to run the guy out, which I thought was really great.
You know what the best thing you can say to those guys with the walkie-talkies on the street corners, the ones that are, like, pushing you over to the other side of the street?
What?
You just look at them and as plainly as you can go, so they're going to let you write and direct the next one, right?
Right.
That totally gets them, man, because they're all, like, you know, like, second stringers from the NYU Film School.
Hey, you know, it's just their parents didn't have enough money to pay for that, you know, that $85,000
student
final paper.
There it is, man. Well, it's the bitterest people in the world because not only are they gophers, but, like, their expenses are incredibly high courtesy of those wonderful student loans they took out.
Yeah, know? and they're well-read.
You're going to have to apologize to all your film tech friends tonight, Bruce.
Am I? Do I have any film tech friends?
Sure you do. Think about it.
Well, I didn't say anything really
bad
about
film tech. Okay, let me put it this way. Do I have any film tech friends that doesn't subscribe?
Hello?
Oh, sorry.
Hello? Is that ML?
Yeah.
Well, put her on. See what her vibe is. Hey, ML, what's
your
vibe?
Sorry.
You're on the air. What's your vibe today?
Oh, the vibe is, you know, we're all one, I guess. We're all here together.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, sorry.
It's quite all right.
Get even.
I am even.
Oh, man.
No, I'm too odd to get even. Well, you know, I'm going to go now. You guys have a good time, okay?
Party on, ML.
Oh, boy. I'm cracking up.
Domesticity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I was in the studio, and I didn't have the wireless phone. I was working on this thing on the computer, and I didn't want to, you know, detain the vibe while I went out there and, you know, frustrated myself with my broken wireless phone. All right, well, hell, that's the vibe.
Okay,
I guess you got a little cameo into the lifestyles of 7th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rasko. Well,
is there any trouble around tonight? That's the question I forgot
no,
to
ask. No, the only thing we could think of is somebody called Lonesome Bob at the rodeo bar. So I don't have any.
The one good thing the rodeo bar has is that they serve their beer is like chilled in ice. You know, so you have a good chance if you get a beer that you can have that lucky occurrence of the whole label coming off in your hand.
Ah, yeah. Well, Miss Sally's at a different bar every day this week.
Well,
Monday through Wednesday.
Monday, brownies. Right. Tuesday, the No-Tell Motel. Wednesday,
Wally's.
So, what do I win?
She's working her way downtown. Huh?
Nothing. What do I win?
What do you win?
Free beer.
The Buck Owens Sampler CD.
Hey. All right, guys.
Okay, Rascal.
We'll
take it easy, Skull.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the State of the Vibe Report.
And there you have it.
What was the vibe again?
I think it was just a study in domesticity. It was a little glimpse of, you know, sort of composing moms and dads.
Even though no one would pledge during the VOM set, we're going to play. You know what? Basically, our whole excuse for the VOM is to get to the end of it, which is the new Real Kids 45 we're going to play.
Cool.
I got a couple of requests, one for the Roughnecks, which is an early Lou Reed, John Cale thing. There is a Velvet Underground tour coming up this summer.
Yeah, right.
Can you imagine that's going to sound? I mean, they all got divorced. They all need money, so they got to do this tour. Do you think they're going to be playing old Vox amps? I mean,
I don't think
probably
so.
Probably not.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty scary. Although I met Sterling Morrison and Mo Tucker when the A-Bones were in Europe, and I don't know. I don't think Sterling's like instincts or anything have changed much since the last time that he got together with those guys. I think he's still got all the same gear too. So who knows?
Well, I hope that
he'll be clanking away on a Fender. 12.
I hope they put this one in their set list: the Roughnecks.
Hey! of music and action.
Doug Simon, you listen to the Hound. WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey, 91.1 FM on your rock and roll dial.
If your sweetheart writes a letter of goodbye, it's no secret you'll feel better if you cry.
Take all night. thank you so much for coming to the rap.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, the ever unpopular Vom set ends with the real kids, their brand new 45, Hot Dog.
Recorded live at the ever unpopular Ratskeller in Boston.
In 1976, from the upcoming Norton LP, Grown Up Wrong. Good title, huh?
You got that right.
Counting backwards, we are Doug Somm doing Johnny Ray's Cry, Mark Markham and the Jesters, Marlboro Country, The Kegs to Find Out, and the Roughnecks with Lou Reed, You're Driving Me Insane. I got a call about where to find that. It's probably on some kind of bootleg. I don't know, but I got...
Yeah, it's on that Velvet Underground, etc. The first of those two?
I got this trashy Soundsville LP, which I don't know where you'd ever find one of those these days for a reasonable amount of money. But, anyway... I hope they do some good stuff in their set.
I'm really scared. I just think about, like, you know, how much of what was good about them had to do with the technology of the day. I mean, little amps turned all the way up.
Well, look at the bright side.
Huge amps.
Doug Yule's not on it.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
You never know.
The other bright side, they won't have Nico crooning along.
Oh, I like Nico.
I know. Well, maybe it'd just be more of a second album. Well,
at least they don't have to. Yeah, at least they won't have to put Deutschland über alles in their set list.
Or like have a little solo harmonium
or a Jackson Brown song. Well, if they just come out and play Sister Ray for an hour and a half, that would be kind of cool.
I'd be happy.
Yeah.
But, you know, look at the way, you know, the way Lou sounds these days, you know, what he does with his guitar and
well,
stuff.
It's not how he sounds, it's how he looks that really...
With the Joe Piscopo haircut? You don't like that?
I like it. I do like it.
Where's
I love
it. The halfway house look.
This is the new positive, accentuating the positive hound.
Ah.
Anyway, they're going on with their... I guess they're finally breaking ground on this idiotic Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing. But, I was forwarded this letter from, maybe I shouldn't tell you who he forwarded to me. It was like, to the Board of Directors Nominating Committee, inductees, voters, dear friends, and a great pleasure, I report the actual construction of the Hall of Fame will begin, and blah, blah, blah. $98 million. Couldn't they put that money towards something better, you'd think?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like my dream.
The letter ends with this. The 1994 induction dinner will be held in New York. We are currently investigating several venues. This year's induction promises to be one of the most exciting ever. Initial research indicates that candidates eligible for first-time inclusion include The Band, Genesis, George Harrison, Elton John, and Frank Zappa. So we're going to get Frank Zappa and Genesis will be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before Link Wray and Gene Vincent.
Frank Zappa solo.
Frank Zappa solo. Are the Mothers of Invention in, you mean?
I don't know.
Are Baby Ray and the Ferns? Oh, boy. I hate that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I did something for them once. Not only did they ruin the piece, they didn't pay me for it. They're horrible, cretinous people.
It's a really hateful process. I mean, it makes you feel just genuinely ashamed to like any of the guys that they have in there.
First off, if Freddie Cannon's not in it, it doesn't count. Anyway, let's just get on with the show.
You're thinking of the stupid Rock Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Freddie Cannon, I don't think he's a stupid guy.
No, I don't think he's a stupid guy.
I talked to him once for 30 seconds. He actually seemed like an intelligent human being.
I don't think Lou Gray's a stupid guy either, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. They play stupid, but they just play it. Woo! You know. All right, let's play some records. The Continentals up top. Don't do it, baby. WFMU East Orange. Hey, Continentals.
Hey, do it.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Oh, how'd I do that? All right.
Well, stop. Wait a minute, baby. What you trying to do to me? Just drive me out of my mind. I'm as crazy as I can be. Don't do it, baby. Car. I gave you everything, and then I went out pretty, baby, and I bought you a diamond ring, and you treated me wrong, you've been gone too long, oh, don't do it, baby, no, don't do that to me, please don't do it, baby, don't do it, baby, don't do it, baby, no, don't do that to me, well, now you know, pretty baby, if I'll ever be good to you, I'm gonna drive your mind. If it's the last thing that I do, I'm gonna do it, baby. I'm gonna do it, baby. I'm gonna do it, baby. Yeah, don't do that to you. Thank you.
pretty baby, if love be good to you, I'm gonna drive you out of your mind. This is the last thing that I do.
Anything within reason, but not that.
Baby, baby, I wanna do it.
and told me, Daddy, I want to rock some more. But I didn't want to do it. No, no, I tried not to do it. No, no, I didn't want to do it. But she thrills me so. Thrills me so.
Heavy, put that trash in the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
Up, don't know which way is down. All I know is that my head is spinning round and round, and you're the one that done it. Ooh, yeah, you're the one that done it. Well, you're the one that done it. Why do you do me this way? I got it's going fast and it won't last. I'm gonna blow my top, and you're the one that done it. Ooh, yeah, you're the one that done it. Well, you're the one that done it. Why do you do me this way? You bug me, baby. Think that love's a game. Going round in circles and you're driving me insane, and you're the one that done it.
You've really got your nerve, haven't you?
Take the wheel, cut out, never come back. Don't do it.
I done done it.
Don't do it.
I done done it. And when I did it, his shoe was nice.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
I'm the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange, listener-sponsored radio.
Don't we know it?
Yeah, thanks. Anyway, that was Amos Milburn. I done it. That goes out to Mr. C. Amos Milburn would have been 66 last Wednesday had he lived. And God bless his dead sissy ass. That's a great record, huh? Thomas Wayne did You're the One That Done It. The Spiders did I Didn't Want to Do It. That goes out to Tom Crow, who I keep calling Jim on the phone.
Just call him Crow. The answer to that, I think, more readily than anything
else. I'll just craw at him. Mm-hmm. Frankie Preston and the Beachcombers, I Want to Do It. And the Continentals, Don't Do It, Baby. Mm. We got five It songs in a row. We're theme setting our way into the final hour.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow.
What's the next theme?
The next theme
man's inhumanity to man.
No, our next theme is going
to
be
women.
Our birthday tribute to Jack Webb.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Jack Webb's inhumanity to
his
audience.
I already told you. Let's see. I'm going through my news file. I told you that rock doesn't sell anymore, right? That's because they don't make any good rock.
Yeah, we picked up on that.
I don't know why you even flip out some of these stories. Hunter Thompson doesn't like Jan Wenner. I don't like either of them. Broker and Slay trial uses raccoon defense. A former commodities... I don't need a laugh track with old Brute here today. A former commodities broker charged with killing a lawyer with a high-powered crossbow testified yesterday he bought the weapon to rid the attorney's property of a raccoon and a groundhog.
He'd been keeping bad hours, so he had big rings under his eyes and, well...
Mm-hmm. Christopher Hightower, age 43, is charged with killing Ernest Brendel and his wife and their 8-year-old daughter in 1991.
The daughter was a little baby raccoon.
Quote-unquote... I could see mistaking them for possums, but Ernie had some problems with raccoons getting up into the garage, Hightower testified. He said he bought the crossbow after Brendel asked him to rid the property of the animals. Prosecutors say that
you're my broker. Can you rid my property of raccoons?
Prosecutors say Hightower shot Brendel through the heart with a bullet-tipped arrow fired from the crossbow.
Recommended thing against varmints.
Brendel's wife, Alice, was strangled. The cause of Emily's death has not been determined. That's the daughter. Prosecutors allege Hightower killed the family after Brendel lodged a commodities fraud complaint with federal regulators against Hightower over an $11,000 investment.
Well,
getting on to the poultry section of the news.
If those folks hadn't been knocking the trash cans over, they'd be alive today.
Chicken magnate Frank Perdue, his line, "It takes a tough man to make a tender chicken," translates into Spanish as, "It takes a sexually stimulated man to make a chicken affectionate."
It's the truth, ain't it?
I think it is the truth.
The truth of advertising.
Bruce, would you like to tell the folks out there who Jack Webb was and what he done?
Well, Jack Webb was he started out as an actor, and then he got lucky, got to direct and write a bunch of things, and I guess he's best known for Mark 5 or Mark 6 Productions, which is the company that gave us both versions of Dragnet and the feature film, two feature films, in fact, Emergency, I don't know, a whole bunch of really weird sort of quasi-reality, shake your finger at society type television. He really was a genius.
And Bruce says that it's true. And had he lived...
He kept Bobby Troup and Julie London working well past their prime. And that's saying a lot.
Well, had he lived, he would have been 73.
He also, by the way, folks, was a chain smoker. So I think he gets buried right alongside Rod Serling as like guys that smoked a lot on TV and died of it.
Yeah. And because Dragnet was such a huge hit in the 50s, it inspired many great records. Some of these records are all about Dragnet. Some of them only have the riff or a passing reference to them, but they're all good records.
Wait, you're not going to play any records that are based on P. Kelly's Blues or the D.I. Or Emergency?
Do you know of any records, good R&B records, or rockabilly records based on Pete Kelly's Blues?
No, but I figured you would.
I don't think they exist, unfortunately.
Well.
Let's kick this off with Stomp Gordon and his gong.
Bye.
Mr. Friday, because she packs a pistol too. Drag that, drag that, drag my baby home. My baby went away and left me all alone. Payments were behind. Drag that, drag that, drag my baby home. My baby went away and left me all alone.
You're a psycho.
Do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, Judge, Your Honor, I swear on my new gold tooth.
All right, go on over there and take the witness stand. Tell the court the facts, nothing but the facts, understand?
I ain't guilty, I didn't commit no crime. Your boys better straighten up, cause you got the wrong man this time.
Now the officer that arrested you said you was drunk as could be. Have been beating your wife with a half a treat.
Now, Judge, I told her I was tired eating beans out the can. That chick had me living like a natural caveman. I ain't guilty. I didn't commit no crime. Y'all boys better straighten up, cause you got the wrong man this time.
Now, boy, we gonna convict you if it take all night long. So you might as well start singing that confessing song.
Now, Judge, I'm trying to tell you, your boys have made a miss. I don't know but one song, Judge, and that go like this. I ain't guilty. I didn't commit no crime. Your boys better straighten up, cause you got the wrong man this time. Yeah.
I'm gonna give you 30 days for being drunk with foe. You try to get smart, I'm gonna give you 30 more.
Now, Judge, I ain't gonna say nothing, cause I know the verdict will stand. I just want y'all to know y'all convicting an innocent man. I ain't guilty. I didn't commit no crime. Y'all boys better straighten up, cause you got the wrong man.
Bet your mother had a loud bark.
The legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, Chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Say, did you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, Dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He banged me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard there was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3:05 p.m., I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new .45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden-devouring license revoked. Maiden-devouring out of season is punished for more than 300 years.
Now, you listen to me, you wide-mouthed punk. We've heard just about all we want from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the blues you are about to hear is true. My woman has left me. I'm her lover. My job is to find her.
Yes, this story is true. Only my baby have made a change. Yes, this story is true. Only my baby have made a change. Well, she's a married woman, so I'll have to withhold her name. Now she left me round midnight, and the stars were shining up above. Yes, she left me round midnight, and the stars were shining up above. For my baby's love. Now I'm casting a dragnet for my baby, and I don't even have a dime. Yes, I'm casting a my baby, and I don't even have a dime. Well, she left me without a warning, and that's a low-down, dirty crime.
All right, well, sober up and try to listen to this.
Oh, well, I love a lot of women like a crazy mad fool. It didn't amount to nothing like to love my little Jewel. She can pour out her loving like a bottle of old wine and make a red man mine know that everything's fine. Spent all my life in college and in school. I didn't learn nothing until I met my little Jewel. Oh, well, my daddy tried to tell me that this one would never laugh and that she'd be a charming girlfriend, but she'd make a lousy wife. Her girlfriend says she's different and she did her best. But daddy, you keep up with her just like playing dragnet. Spent all my life in college and in school. I didn't learn nothing until I met my little Jew. Standing flat footed on the barroom floor. She's got a rock and roll action, make a rubber man soul. She likes spending money and got about eggs. So yeah, for working three shifts, writing hot checks. Spent all my life in college and in school. I didn't learn nothing until I met my little Jew.
Begin by kneeling.
The story you're about to hear is true. This is Sister Winona Carr, and I was called out on the case. At 2:15 p.m., I knocked on the door, and a young lady answered. Her eyes were tear-strained, and her heart was heavy-laden. And I asked her to tell me her story. And after hearing her trouble, I told her she'd come to the right department, the soul-saving station. At 2:30 p.m., her husband came in, a worldly man. A man who'd once walked with God but strayed away. And I asked him to sit down and listen to her story. And this is what she had to tell.
Get out the dragnet for Jesus. Get out the dragnet for God. I used to be his child, but I slipped along the way. Get out the track net for God.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Theme sets be us. Winona Carr there. Sister Winona Carr to you, buddy. Dragnet for Jesus.
I can just see all these people sort of looking out the window and going, it's not that bad, Al.
Tommy Jim Beam and his four-fifths with My Little Jewel. There's a little line in the chorus there about Dragnet.
Uh-huh.
Frankie Irvin did Dragnet Blues.
Which fits the theme.
The very hateful Mr. Stan Freeberg. Is actually, that's his biggest hit, I think, St. George and the Dragnet. Dragnet. The Crawford Brothers had the Dragnet riff in there. I Ain't Guilty on the Aladdin label. And Stomp Gordon did Dragnet. And
there you have it, folks.
Aren't you sick of hearing that riff? Next year we do Joe Besser.
Mm-hmm.
Stinky Records. That Link Ray outtake
with the word
called
pinch,
I'll Harm You.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have anything left to cover? Anything left
know.
On the... Oh, here's
do
a
have any themes left?
Yeah, I like some of this stuff, the way things translate in different languages.
You know, the Pepsi one is wrong.
Oh?
They didn't describe the original Pepsi line correctly.
Well, the Chevy Nova never sold well in Spanish-speaking countries because Nova means it don't go. Did you know that?
I do now.
When Vicks first introduced its cough drops in the German market, they were jargoned to learn that the German pronunciation of V is F, which in German is the guttural equivalent of sexual penetration.
Oh, that would have jargoned me, too.
Coors put its slogan, Turn It Loose, into Spanish, where it read as, Suffer from diarrhea.
Well, it's not false advertising there.
Yeah. A hair products company, Clairol, introduced Mist Stick, a curling iron, into Germany, only to find out that mist is slang for manure. Not too many people had use for the manure stick. Well,
not even as compost?
If I'm not getting laughs out of Bruce, we should move on to other subjects.
Yeah, my mind's gone. I mean, you know.
How about this for our next subject?
Mm-hmm.
Charles Lightheard on the Sarge label.
The Deli Empire expanding into the records?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Sonny Burgess coming to you with the Hound from WFM News, East Orange 91.10 FM. Listen to them all the time. They're playing good records. Country, plain old worn-out shoes.
country. Wacko, worn out shoes. Yeah, give me some shoes, man, shoes.
This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. You remember The Hound? I'm talking about The Hound, the stone-cold-blooded hound. WFUM. No. Let me do another one. Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound, on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Want to see a good man with it.
So baby, hold me, oh, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, don't ever stop. Please hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, because I'm yours.
Get it, you know I wanna see you with it. Oh. With it.
you put that small mind to some constructive use.
Understand us teenagers.
Is that the right tempo you want to know?
Yeah, the diddly daddy tempo.
That's right, that's us, Personality Plus. Ooh,
do, 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 do. When I take my girl down for a show,
never ask another girl for a fee. No other girl ever betrayed. I'd never find a girl that I would love so well. Every time she kisses me, I hear wings bell.
Music star talent for the real all-stars, meaning you, our listeners.
Tune in to the Hound on WFMU. FMU 90.1 FM each on New Jersey. And you are listening to the Hound. The Hound, the Hound, the Hound, the Hound. Goodbye, baby.
wish I hadn't said that.
Will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
What it takes to make a blind man stare. She's my bop, baby, baby. She's my bop, baby, baby. She's my bop, baby, baby. And she's my, oh my. Well, bop, baby. When she starts bopping, everybody gets around just to see her face come up and put her. Make you wanna shout. You need to turn your jelly and your eyes pop out. Keep my bop, baby, baby. Keep my bop, baby, baby. Keep my bop, baby, baby. And she's mine, all mine. Hey, bop, 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 baby, baby. 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 Keep my bop, baby, baby. And she's mine, all mine.
Now back in the jungle.
Hound here, let's go through that lengthy set backwards. Vern Pullen's Bop Crazy Baby, produced by the great Benny Hess, non-rock and roll Hall of Famer Benny Hess. We heard Renee Hogg, the great session guitar player with Cleo.
Non-rock and roll Hall of Famer, Renee.
Brand new from Hazel Atkins, the 45, Boo Boo the Cat. Should be out in the next couple of weeks.
Let's just hope that Velvet Underground reunion sounds something like that.
Yeah. The Playboys, Mopity Mope from the Big Itch Volume 4, in the store soon. The Beltones, Swingin' Little Chickie from a Swingin' Little Town. Town being Pittsburgh. Bo Diddley did Cookie Headed Diddley. The Carter Kids, Gotta Rock. The Midnighters, by request, did Get It. Sonny Burgess, Daddy's Blues. We opened the set up with Charles Lightheard. Come on over, baby. It's about that time, Lil Birch.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming out.
Thank you very much for having me. So
once again, we'd like to thank everyone who pledged. Evidently, we have had the most successful WFMU marathon ever.
I definitely had the most stressful and unpleasant one ever.
We can use the money.
Yep.
Well, if the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise, I'll be back next week. Although I got to take a vacation soon. I don't know when I'm going to do it. Pretty soon, though.
Hey, folks, one last Dark Horse announcement. Be sure to check out Johnny Legend backed up by the Mad Daddies.
Nobody told us.
The Court Tavern in New Brunswick.
Well, nobody.
I have no excuse.
I would have plugged it all show, but nobody told a hound. Johnny Legend at the Court Tavern. Anyway, the Lord, the crick, Wild Girls up next. Let's close it off with one from Nathaniel Meyer and his fabulous Twilights. By the way, coming up in the next couple of months, in the next month in the Hound Show, we're going to handsome Dick Lake Manitoba, I think May 1st, and Menster Phipps and the Phippsters at some point, maybe before or after that.
So keep your ears clean.
Torture me.